我们继续来看雅各书的第五章。
Let's continue with James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
In James chapter 5.
这里讲到说富足人有势力的人啊不可以去欺负别人啊。
So here it says the rich cannot oppress other people.
我们看第五章第一节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 1.
哎，你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。第二节。
2.
你们的财物败了，衣服也被虫子咬了，你们的金鳞都长锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉。如同火烧，你们在这末世只知积攒钱财。第四节，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。那这个工钱有声音在呼叫，并且那收割的人的冤声啊，已经入了万金之主的耳了。第五节，你们在世上享美福好宴乐，当宰杀的日子竟骄扬你们的心。第六节
6.
你们定了一人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。这里都是谈到一些富足人有势力的人他们不行义。
Here he says the rich and the powerful does not do righteous deeds.
我说一些为富不仁富足但是没有爱心的人。
So they are, though they are rich, but they do not have love.
他们将来的遭遇要做我们的警戒。
So their consequence is a warning to us.
因为我们知道一般人很重视这个财务的追求。
I think normal people would emphasize on the pursuit of wealth.
所以有一句话说一切向前看。
So everything, there's a saying that we look at, we look forward, look at, looking at money.
尤其现在的世代大家对那个金钱都想尽各样的办法在追求。
Especially nowadays where everyone is heavily pursuing money.
我们也看到很多人他用那个不正当的手段来得到财富。
And we see that some people use unrighteous means to gain wealth.
有时候是用那个欺诈的方法。
And sometimes they cheat.
用欺骗的方法把别人的钱都骗了。
And they lie to other people to cheat them for their money.
有些所谓的经济犯就收集了很多钱然后他把公司弄倒他钱拿着就跑掉了。
Or some people, they collect a lot of money from their company and then the company will go bankrupt and they will run away with the money.
像圣经里面讲到那个税吏长
just like in the Bible, when we talk about the chief tax collector,
他们除了立定的以外，还讹诈了很多钱。
Apart from what they're supposed to collect, they also collected a lot of other money.
这都是一些不正当的方法。
And these are not right ways to make money.
当然有些那个官吏因为他有地位嘛。所以别人都要请求他做些事情，他就利用机会受人家的贿赂他就收了很多钱。
And there may be corrupt officials where people need their help, so they collect money under the table.
我们基督徒我们说我们要得到财富，这是大家喜欢的，但是君主爱财取之有道。
But I think as Christians, though we also need money, but the way we get money must be noble.
我们看两节圣经看箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
所以神会赐福给人，也会让人富足。
So the blessing of the Lord makes one rich.
我们不是说我们信耶稣啊，一定要非常贫穷啊，啊苦哈哈的啊，才是虔诚的人，不是这样。
So as Christians, it's not that we need to be poor to show our reverence.
你看古圣徒啊，啊像耶伯啦，像亚伯拉罕啊，神不是凡事都给他们很富足吗？
If you look at some of the Old Testament saints, God blessed them heavily, like Abraham and Job.
So, 神向来就祝福给他们。
Because the Lord had blessed them.
啊，所以啊，我们再看一节十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23.
十四章二十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
诸般因勤劳都有益处。哈，我们尽本分，做我们该做的事业。
So we just do our best in our careers.
啊，殷勤努力啊，神给我们聪明智慧。
And we work hard at it, and the Lord will give us understanding and wisdom.
啊，说得厚才的力量是神给你的。
Because the ability to make profit is from God.
啊，说我们教会里面也有那些事业家，神就给他们了有聪明智慧啊，做事业。
Because in our church, we also have business owners where God gave them the wisdom to do business.
啊，得到一些财富。
And they have obtained some profits.
啊，所以敬神所道啊，啊，做正经事业，这神也会祝福啊。
So if we hold on to God's word and do upright business, then God will bless us.
诗篇的128篇里面谈到一个蒙神祝福的家庭。
In Psalm 128, talks about the blessed family.
他说一个敬畏神所道理的人啊，神就是这样祝福给他。
He says, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord."
啊，神啊，让他啊能够啊他的工作啊能够有成果。
It says that God will bless the labor of their hands.
好，事业顺利呀，啊能够得到享福。
And that their business can be blessed and they can enjoy.
啊，能够吃劳碌得来的。
And they can eat the labor of their hands.
啊，所以不是说我们有聪明智慧啊，我们就能够啊事业顺利。
So when we have understanding and wisdom, then our business may be successful.
所以在圣经里面说，不在乎定义，不在乎奔跑。还要在乎神的怜悯。
So the Bible says that it's not how hard we work or how far we run, but it's the blessing of God.
啊，传道书九章也说，你不是啊，快跑的就能得赢。
And in Ecclesiastes, it's that the race isn't to the swift.
啊，不是聪明的就能够得到资财。
Or the wealth to the wise.
啊，所领导众人的就是在乎当时的机会。
But the opportunity that is given at the time.
所以我们可以计划，我们可以努力，尽我们本分。
So we can plan and try our best.
啊，但是有一个关键啊，就是神的怜悯，神给我们好机会。
But the main point is whether or not God have mercy on us and give us the opportunity.
那个机会是神赐的呢。
And opportunities are given by God.
哦，啊，所以我们敬畏神的人呢，我们尽我们本分，那神给我们机会。
So when we fear the Lord, He will give us opportunities.
让我们事业顺利。
So that our careers can be successful.
而且能够享受劳碌得来的成果。
And we can enjoy the labor of our hands.
所以我们一个基督徒啊。在生活当中啊，要得到神的祝福。
So as Christians, we desire to obtain the blessing of the Lord.
第一个，你就是要敬神所道。
The first is that we must follow the way of the Lord.
第二个就是殷勤做正经事。
The second is that we must diligently with our hands.
第三个就是晓得感恩呐、晓得奉献跟行善。
And third is that we must be thankful and be willing to give back and do charitable deeds.
所以说我们应当啊，把一些财物啊，来尊荣神。
So we must use some of our wealth to glorify God.
啊，神会祝福你，让你的仓房有余。
And the Lord will bless our vaults.
在那个马拉基书里面说，我们要记得献十分之一。
In Malachi it says that we must remember to give tithe.
说你可以试试看。
So you can test it.
说我们平时都不可以试探神哦。
Because normally we cannot test God.
而神说十分之一你可以试试看做做看。
And but God said you can test giving tithe.
啊，你做一段时间看看，啊，你的家人啊，啊的，啊，一个一个去做做看。但是神啊，打开天上的窗户，啊，把福气赐给你。
That we can test the Lord and see if God will open the heavens and pour down His blessings.
啊，这是神的应许呀。
Because that is the promise of God.
哈。啊、我们前几天也谈过说那个行善的事情。
And a few days ago, we talked about charitable deeds.
说好像在撒种。
It is like sowing seeds.
啊、你把这个种子撒出去、啊、到时候、啊啊、它就会收成了。
That when we sow this thing in time, we can reap the harvest.
他、啊、说神是把那个种子赐给你、啊、让你能够去撒种、啊、能够种地。
It is God who gives us the seeds for us to sow.
那、啊、你如果能够善用神给你的种子，
So if we can use these seeds in the right way,
啊，神就赐给你更多的种子。
Then God will give us even more seeds.
啊，让你行更多的善事。
So that we can do more charitable deeds.
啊，这都是圣经里面的道理呢。
And that is the teaching from the Bible.
哦，所以我们如果按照圣经里的道理啊，他说神会让人富足，但是不加上忧虑。
So when we follow the teaching of the Bible, the blessing of the Lord will make one rich, but and add no sorrow with it.
我有点我到那个阿根廷去。
One year I went to Argentina.
因为我本来拿台湾的护照啊，所以那个时候很麻烦。
Because at the time I had a Taiwanese passport and it was troublesome.
第一次啊，派我去的帮忙灵恩会。
It was the first time that I went to help with the spiritual convocation.
而且我去签证的时候说你一个月以后才来拿。
And after I applied for the visa, they said to come back in a month.
一个月以后啊，人家灵恩会都结束了。
But after a month, the spiritual convocation would have been over.
所以好几年都没有去成。
So I, for many years, I didn't get to go.
啊，后来第一次去的时候，刚好是碰到他们经济崩溃。
And the first time that I went, they had a financial crisis.
听说几百亿的美金在银行里面突然间不见了。
There was a time where they had hundreds of millions of dollars were disappeared from the banks.
有些大官就把它分掉了。
And some of the government officials gave them away.
啊，所以一块本来一块阿根廷钱跟一块美金呐、啊，一块钱等于一块钱。
At the time, a dollar Argentina money was equivalent to one USD.
突然间变了一块美金啊，四块阿根廷钱。
But it inflated to one USD equaled a $4 in Argentina money.
啊，所以你早上啊去领出来哈、哦，你如果领了银行领那个阿根廷钱哦，你拿一百块，你到了下午剩下不到几块钱。
So if you have withdrawn $100 in the morning and in the nighttime, it would only worth a few dollars.
啊，后来干脆啊，政府啊就不准你领钱。啊，一个月才能领两百多块。
So the government
一个礼拜领两百多块，一年一个月才能领一千块。
So the government put a ratio to how much people can withdraw so that they can only withdraw $1,000 a month.
啊，他们都是希望说存美金嘛，哈。
Because people wanted to keep their USD.
啊，但是政府不让你拿美金。
But the government does not let you take
it
and withdraw your USD.
因为它那个币值啊贬值很厉害。
Because the inflation was too great.
啊，所以政府一直印钞票。
So the government kept printing money.
啊，来不及印了，啊，所以那个钞票最后变成一半，印一半。
And because they couldn't print anymore, so they only printed half.
前面是有花样的，后面是空白的。
One side there was image and picture, but the other side was blank.
很多人呐、啊，一下子啊就啊变成很贫穷啊，因为钱。你存在银行都拿不出来。
And overnight, many people became poor because they had money in the bank, but they couldn't withdraw.
所以我看到他们呢，天天都在抗议哦。
So I see them every day. They were protesting.
那个锅子碗瓢都拿出来，在那边一直敲。
They took out their pots and pans to bang.
在门口啊，整个市上都在敲。
They were banging all over the streets.
啊，马路上啊，都在烧轮胎。
And in the streets, they were burning car tires.
好，那个味道很不好。
And the smell was terrible.
啊，敲敲敲了几天以后啊，经济部长说我下台。
And after banging for a few days, the financial chief stepped down.
啊，还是不可以继续敲。
But it was still not enough, so they kept on protesting.
后来总统说我下台。
And then the president stepped down.
啊，换副总统上来。
And then the vice president came up.
啊，他说还没有改善就继续敲。
But nothing changed.
新的总统又下台。
But nothing changed, so they kept on protesting, and then the newpresident also stepped
down. 两个礼拜换了五六个总统。
And in a week, they changed four or five 5 or 6 presidents.
我看他们整个社会很紧张啊。
I saw that the whole society was very nervous.
因为那个银行也去抢，啊，超市也抢。
Because people were robbing the banks and the supermarket.
啊，所以社会很动乱。
So the society was chaotic.
啊，所以我们本来有一些弟兄姊妹在那里啊，本来有台湾籍的信徒，大概有80位。
And at the time, we had about 80 Taiwanese members who moved there.
一下子都搬走了, 剩下30几。
They all moved back, and there was only 30 people left.
不过后来我听一个厨师讲啊,
but after I heard a deacon that said,
他说他那个时候他才赚到钱呢,
it was at that time that he had made his money.
因为很多人啊, 都跑掉, 说把他的东西就偷给他卖嘛, 他就很便宜就买了。
Because so many people were moving away, so that they all gave him their items, and he sold all.
啊，很多那个市中心的店面啊，人家都不要了。
And all the downtown locations, storefronts, people don't want them anymore.
本来生意好的时候，他一直都搬不到那个市中心。
When the times were good, he couldn't move to the downtown area.
结果经济不好的时候，他就很便宜，就租到一个非常好的地点。
But because there was a financial crisis, he was able to get one of the good locations for
cheap. 所以他就留在那里啊。 反而啊，让他赚到钱。
So he stayed there, and he was able to make
这是事后啊, 事后他告诉我的嘛。
And that's something that he told me about later.
不过在那个他们经济很困难的时候,
but during their financial crisis,
我就用刚刚读的那个箴言10:22啊, 勉励他们。
I used Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 to encourage them.
我说这个机会是神数的。
That this opportunity is given by God.
啊, 神会让人富足啊, 不加上忧虑。
And the Lord will bless you and not add any sorrow to it.
啊, 所以我们啊, 同样的敬畏神, 啊, 做正经事业。
So we should likewise do honor God and do our upright business.
啊, 因为教会有需要啊, 你跑掉了, 你把教会的工作就丢着了。
Because when people left, then they forsake their holy work at the church.
啊，这样也不太负责任吗？
But that is may not be responsible.
啊，但是你为着关心教会，啊，为着要保守神的教会，你留在那里。
But for the sake of the church, that you choose to remain there.
啊，但是神没有想到神给他好机会。
But you did not expect that God gave him such opportunities.
啊，所以这个机会是神赐的， 得货财的力量是神给你。
So the opportunity to make money is from God.
但有些人真会说，啊，那个机会很不好，那个时机也很不好。
And for some people, they may say that it is not a good opportunity.
啊，但是神如果要祝福给你啊，什么机会都可以啊。
But if God wants to bless you, He'll give you any opportunity.
以撒住在基拉尔饥荒呢。
When Isaac was living in Gerar during the famine.
啊，他本来也是要跟他爸爸一样要搬到埃及去了。
He was about to move down to Egypt like his father.
神跟他讲说，你不要搬走。
But he told him that you shouldn't move.
啊，所以他就乖乖的在那边继续在那边耕种啊。
So he remained there to with his livestock.
啊，没想到说，在饥荒当中，神给他百倍的收成。
But you couldn't expect that during the famine, God gave him 100.
啊，结果他一下子就富足起来了。
So he immediately became rich.
所以圣经里面说啊，神可以在饥荒当中啊，将食物赐给你。
The Bible tells us that during famine, God can give us food.
啊，因为神所赐的恩典真的超过我们所求所想的。
Because the grace and blessing of God is beyond what we can imagine.
啊，反而有时候我们看到这个环境不好，啊，用我们自己的想法想要逃避这个困难。
But sometimes when we face these difficulties, we use our own thinking and we want to run away.
啊，反而最后的结果得不偿失。
But in the end, we did not obtain anything.
好像以利米勒啊，有伯利恒饥荒了，赶快啊，全家就逃啊。
Just like how Elimelech, when he saw that there was a famine in Bethel, he ran away with his family.
结果十几年聚集在摩押地啊，啊，让他好像做了一场噩梦一样。
And he spent all these years in the land of Moab as if he's living in a nightmare.
以利米勒后来离世了。
And then Elimelech died.
两个孩子娶了摩押女子，啊，后来又离世了。
And then his two sons married a woman, a Moabite woman, and then they
一个家庭啊，变成只有三个寡妇。
And then this whole family was only remained three widows.
所以，拿俄米就说啊，我受了大苦啊。
And Naomi said that she is she has suffered.
我们是满满的出来啊, 但是现在啊, 空空的一无所有了。
That they came out with everything, but now they are empty-handed.
主要的问题啊, 就是这个爸爸虽然很负责任, 想要解决家里的生活问题。
But the main issue was that the father, although he was responsible and wanted to help the family to solve this problem.
但是问题是他把整个家庭带错方向了。
But the problem was that he led the family in the wrong direction.
伯利恒是米仓之家，是神祝福的地方。
Bethel is the house of bread, is where God blesses.
那个饥荒是一时的嘛。
And famine is only temporary.
不久神就数粮食给他们。
And not long after, God blessed them with food.
从伯利恒跑到摩押地去。
So he ran from Bethel to the land of Moab.
人看起来好像那个地方啊, 是比较好的地方。
And from superficial, you may think that land of Moab was better.
但是神曾经讲说, 你以色列人啊, 你不要去摩押地亚门地啊, 那些地方不给你啊。
Because previously God told the Israelites that you should not go to the land of Moab because I have not given these land to you.
那不是神选民居住的地方。
It is not the place where the chosen people should live.
所以一去了以后几年空空的，什么都没有了。
So after living there for a few years, they came out
empty-handed. 直到丈夫失掉儿女。
She lost her husband and also her children.
所以这都是一种属灵上的教训。
And these are all spiritual teachings.
其实我们呢, 不管怎么样的环境, 我们持守在神的里面。
And no matter what kind of environment we face, we must keep ourselves in the Lord.
守住道理, 殷勤敬畏, 殷勤敬拜神。
That we should observe His words, come to church and worship Him.
啊, 尽我们的本分工作, 我们生活不会缺乏的。
And we work hard diligently at our job, and we will not be in lack.
所以马太福音才说啊, 你不必为生活忧虑, 要吃什么, 要穿什么。
So in Matthew says we should not worry about what we will eat and drink. And
啊, 那个是外邦人求的。
Because those are things that the Gentiles pray for.
我们要先求神的国神的义。
But we should pray for His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们要看重神的事情, 让神在我们心中, 在我们的家庭做王。
That we should ask God to be the king of our life and in our family.
我们按照神的旨意来行事。
And that we do things according to His word.
啊, 那我们生活所需要的, 神就看顾你。
And God will add on to us our daily lives.
所以说我们可以一无挂虑。
Then we can have no worries.
啊, 我们依靠神啊, 啊来看顾我们。
So we trust in the Lord to watch over us.
所以把一切的忧虑啊, 通通卸给神。
So we give all of our worries to God.
因为神是顾念我们的。
Because the God cares for us.
好, 啊, 这里谈到这是富足人啊。
So here in James, it talks about the rich people.
因为这些富足人为什么叫他们要哭泣?
But why does he tell the rich people to cry?
因为他们主妇啊, 啊, 积攒钱财啊。
Because they were collecting for themselves money.
啊, 得到一些财富啊, 啊, 但是没有好好的去善用。
And although they were rich, they did not use it for charitable deeds.
啊, 所以这些财富啊, 对他们没有真正的帮助, 真正的益处。
So this wealth did not benefit them in righteous ways.
啊, 所以说这些财富都坏掉了, 衣服都被虫咬了。
So it says that your gold and silver are corroded.
啊, 金银都长锈了。
And your riches are corrupted.
因为这种不义而得的财物啊, 没有用处。
Because unrighteous gains is useless.
啊, 我们看箴言21章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言21章。
Proverbs chapter 21.
第六节。
Verse 6.
21章第六节。
Chapter 21 verse 6.
用诡诈之舌求财的，就是自己取死。所得之财乃是吹来吹去的浮云。我们如果用那个不正当的方法，得到的财物，就好像浮云一样。If
we are getting money by unrighteous means, then it is like a fleeting fantasy.
啊，因为这些啊，钱财没有办法让我们真正带来益处。Because
these wealth does not give us any benefits.
我们最近看到那个中国政府在清查那些贪官呢。
We see that in China, they have been heavy on corrupt officials.
哎，有很多那个贪污的大官后来都被抓了。
Because many of the senior officials were jailed.
他说他们那个房间里面有时候那个 那个钱啊，都堆着整个房间啊，满满的嘞。
And some of the officials, they have a room full of money.
啊，真的很吓人。
And it's truly scary.
啊，但是你这个不法得来的钱财啊，啊，最后那些你没有办法用啊。
Because all these unrighteous money, at the end, you cannot even use them.
啊，还要被抓去关了 啊，这些钱财就变成你犯罪的证据。
And they were locked up, and all these money is the evidence of the crime.
啊，所以说啊，那个用不法、用诡诈所得到的钱财没有用。
So unrighteous gains is useless.
他说他们有时候得到一些财物啊，就是放纵宴乐。
So after having some wealth, they live in pleasure and luxury.
他说好像那个将要被宰杀那个猪啊，你这。养得肥肥的、哦啊、最后就是抓出去宰嘛。
They are like fattened swines that will get fattened and then will be killed.
哈，主是追求财力啊，为富不仁呐、啊，啊，最后的结果就是这样。
And that's the consequence of pursuing luxury and not doing anything good.
那虽然我们讲说啊，钱非万能啊，哈、哦。
And although we say that With money, you can do all sorts of things.
没有钱就万万不能了。
And we also say that without money, you cannot do anything.
啊，这个钱财它当然有一定的用途。
Of course, money have its uses.
啊，有一次我到一个教会去帮忙工作。
There was once when I went to a church to help with the holy work.
啊，有一个弟兄就在抱怨。
And there was a brother who was complaining.
啊，教会怎么天天都在讲说你们贪财了，你们贪财了。
That and how come in the church we are always
greedy for money? 讲我们贪财。
And that when we are just doing our job, but we're how are we greedy for money?
啊，教会要建堂就说啊，赶快奉献哦。
But when it comes to building a church, they keep asking us to offer.
啊，当然哦，殷勤做正经事业，这个不是贪财哦。
Of course, to be diligent in our business is not greedy for money.
所谓的贪财就是用那个不法的手段去得到财力。
Being greedy for money is to use unrighteous ways to get money.
啊，或者是我们那个信徒啊，你要有敬拜神的时间呐、啊。
Or as Christians, we should have a lot of time、
啊、
to worship God.
你要有做事业的时间呐、啊。
And a time for to do business.
啊，你把你要敬拜神的时间呐、啊，啊，都拿去做事业了。
But we use our time for God and use it to make money.
有时候白天一个工作啊，下班以后要兼一两个工作。
Or sometimes during the day we have our job, and in the nighttime we have another job.
啊，根本就没有时间呐、啊、来敬拜神。
Then we have no time at all to worship God.
啊，那个就是贪财。
Then that is greedy for money.
啊，所以你在工作的时间殷勤做正经事业，这个 不叫贪财。
So when we are working on our job, we are diligent. That is not being greedy for money.
啊，你做事业，神祝福给你啊，啊，你赚了钱啊，这也不叫贪财。
And when God blesses, the labor of our hands, that is also not being greedy.
贪财就是那个不该得到的那个利益啊，啊，你用想办法去得到，那个就是贪财。
Greedy is when we use unrighteous ways to gain wealth.
好、哦，啊，这些人呢、啊，就是啊，只是贪得财力，哈、
哦。So here they were greedy for wealth.
啊，说你们要哀哭啦，啊，因为他们这个啊财物啊不是正当的手段得来的。
So here it tells them to mourn and cry because they obtain their wealth through unrighteous ways.
积蓄了很多的钱财啊。反而让自己啊遭遇到祸患。
And they have collected for themselves great treasures, and that have caused them to sin.
啊，说最后啊，啊，他们要因为他们的钱财、金银、长袖来证明他们的罪。
And these corroded riches will be evidence of their sin.
啊，说要最后要吃他们的肉，好像火烧一样。
And in the end, it will eat their flesh like fire.
也就是说啊，他们那个不法的方式啊，啊，得到的财物啊，将来也要落到神的审判里面去。
Because all the things that they did to obtain their wealth, one day God will judge them for it.
哦，啊，所以这里有谈到一些啊，啊，富足人呐、啊，啊，他们用不法的利益。得到钱财。
So here it talks about how the rich use unrighteous ways to obtain wealth.
啊，虽然钱财很多啊，但是没有爱心呐、啊，不知道行善。
But although they were rich, they do not know how to do charitable deeds to do good.
主是为自己积财。
They were just collecting, heaping up treasures for themselves.
为了得到钱财啊，结果去欺压那些啊工人啊，不按照规定把那个工钱啊给那些替他工作的人。
And they also were kept back the wages from his laborers and kept back their money.
亏欠了那个工人的工价。
And they have frauded their workers.
因为这些工人啊，就比较贫寒的，他替你做工啊，每天得到一点报酬来维持他的生活。
Because these laborers work for you and they need this money to maintain their daily life.
他辛辛苦苦为你做工啊，但是你不给他工钱。
And because they work so hard for you, but you do not give them their money.
所以他生活上就会发生困难了。
Then they will have difficulty in their livelihood.
所以说啊，他们在那个受冤屈当中啊，他们就会向神发出那个哀声啊。
And they will cry out to the Lord.
所以这些啊受欺压的人，他们的哀求啊，就会达到神的耳中啊，神会为他们伸冤的。
And these cries of the oppressed will reach the ears of God, and God will help them.
所以这些啊仗势欺人呐、用不法的手段得财的说这个将来会受到神的审判。
So people who use fraud and unrighteous ways to gain money, God will one day judge them.
所以这一段呢、是讲到那个你有钱有势力的人呐、你不要去欺压别人，不要去伤害别人。
So this passage talks about how the rich and powerful should not oppress other people.
富足的人呐、要多多的行善、
And that the people who are rich should try to do more good deeds.
这个是在提摩太前书第六章。
And this is also in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章十七节。
Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6 verse 17.
说你要分入今世富足的人，不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那赫赐百物给我们享用的神。十八节。
18.
要分入他们，要行善，在火树上富足。这个甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基啊，预备将来。指定那真正的生命、这里讲到说你富足的人、你不要把钱财当作你的依靠。
So here it says that rich people should not trust in their riches.
因为这个钱财是流动的，流过来也流过去。
Because money is fluid, it will come and go.
所以叫做无定的钱财。
So it says uncertain riches.
神赐福给你，你就有。神如果不是我给你，把你拿走啊，你就没有了。
Because when the Lord He can give it to you, or He can take it away.
所以我们要依靠那个赫赐百物给我们享用的神。
So we should put our trust in our God.
而不是依靠那个物质的钱财。
And not in the uncertain riches.
然后神给我们这些钱财啊，我们要好好善用啊，在好事上富足。
And when God gives us these riches, we should do good and be rich in good works.
这样会让我们持定那个永远的生命。
Then it can lay up for us an eternal life.
这是劝勉那些富足的人。
So that is an encouragement to the rich.
再接下来就劝勉那些软弱的受欺压的人。
And then he encourages those who are oppressed.
虽然你们在那个软弱当中啊，受苦受欺压。
And although you were oppressed.
但是要学习忍耐。
But we must learn to be patient.
不要埋怨啊，能够等候主来。
And not complain and wait for the coming of the Lord.
我们看五章的第七节。
Let's turn to James chapter 5, verse 7.
说弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，只等到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐，等候地里宝贵的出产，直到秋雨春雨。你们也应当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。所以在那个受欺压患难的环境里面，有时候神借这个环境来试炼我们嘛。
And sometimes God uses these difficulties and to train us.
所以我们应当坚固信心。
But we should establish our faith.
忍耐到底。
And be, wait until the end.
因为我们啊，盼望有一天主来的时候啊，主就要为我们伸冤。
Because we hope that one day when the Lord comes again, He will judge for us.
所以在患难当中啊，不必抱不平啊。
So during the times of tribulation, we should
不必为我们所的的遭遇啊啊彼此埋怨。
That we should not complain about one another during our difficulty.
他说好像那个农夫啊，他非常辛苦耕种。
And just like a farmer that that sows.
他知道说啊，他将来有收成啊，所以。非常的辛苦啊，但是他都能够忍耐下来。
Just like a hard farmer, he sowed the seed in difficulty, but he is willing to wait patiently for it.
等到这个收成的时候啊，看到这个收获啊，一切的那个苦难啊，就过去了。
Because when he sees the harvest, then all the difficulty would have been passed.
所以我们也是一样，充满着盼望。
So just like us, we must have hope.
因为主来的时候，我们就要得赏赐啊。
Because when the Lord comes again, we will be blessed.
那个时候一切的苦难啊，就会过去了。
Then all of our difficulty would have passed.
所以我们忍耐，因为主来的日子越来越近了。
So we must be patient because the coming of the Lord is at hand.
到时候啊，神有一个公义的审判。
And at the time, God will have a righteous judgment.
所以我们不要因为我们不好的遭遇啊，我们就怀怨抱不平。
So we should not complain and grumble when we face difficulties.
这个传道书里面啊，七八章都谈到说，有时候我们看到世界上啊，应该是非常公义的啊，善有善报，恶有恶报啊。
Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and 8, it talks about how come there sometimes is injustice.
那我们常常看到的是义人啊受苦。
And we see the righteous suffering.
说那个恶人却飞黄腾达，非常的顺利亨通。
But the wicked, is rich and have a very well life.
所以说有些人啊就满心不满了。
So some people, their heart feels very unfair.
既然那些恶人啊怎么那么辉煌腾达。
How come the wicked can have such an easy life?
我天天啊在那边行义所道理，我却天天啊尝了很多的苦味。
But for the righteous, they live in difficulty.
他说有的人就说我放弃了，我为什么要这样辛辛苦苦的所到，就跟着人家去行恶了。
And so the righteous may say to themselves that what's the point of me keeping the law, but let me be a wicked and just be like them.
但是啊，我们不要这样。
But we cannot be
like that. 虽然我们讲说善有善报，恶有恶报。
Although we say that the righteous,will be rewarded and the wicked will be
punished. 但是我们今天啊，今生所看到的没有绝对的。
But what we see in this lifetime is not absolute.
所以常常也有一些义人会受苦啊。
So we do see righteous people that may suffer.
所以诗篇里面才说啊，为什么有些义人会受苦？
So in the psalm it says, how come the righteous will suffer?
所以他说啊，他实在没有办法明白。
And that he cannot understand this.
后来他进到神的殿里以后，他就清楚了。
But then when he entered into the temple of God, then he understands.
有些恶人啊，一直在行恶。
Some wicked people continue to sin.
但是他最后突然间有一天啊，就是说就啊，死亡临到就坠入阴间里面啊，根本没有那个机会回头啊。
But when death comes, they will be cast into the Hades, and they have no room.For repentance.
但是敬畏神的人啊，虽然神一直熬炼他，试炼他。
And for the righteous, no, God will continue to test them and mold them.
到了最后啊，神却给他一个非常美好的赏赐。
But in the end, God will bless them abundantly.
所以我们不是光看今生哦。
So we cannot only look at this lifetime.
我们最要紧的就是末后神来了以后，一定有一个非常公义的审判。
But we know that when God comes again, He will have a very righteous judgment.
那个时候恶人有恶人的结局。
Then the wicked will face their punishment.
敬畏神的义人啊，最后一定有好结局。
And the righteous and those who revere God will be greatly rewarded.
所以传道书里面说，无论怎样，我就是要坚守道理，要行义。
So in Ecclesiastes, he says that no matter what, I must continue to hold on to the truth.
不要因为你现今所看到有一些 不合理、不公平的事情而让你感到不满。
And not stumble because of the unrighteous things that you may see.
我们相信神是绝对公义的。
Because we know that God is absolutely
just. 最后神一定有一个非常公义的审判。
And in the end, he will have a just judgment.
神是不偏待人的。
Because God is not, is not partial.
说一些敬畏神的义人呢，将来就是神用永生啊，用天国的福气来报偿他们。
Because God will bless eternal life to those who are righteous.
那些恶人呢，将来就是神给他们患难痛苦啊，加在他们的身上。
And God will punish the wicked with punishments.
所以我们一定要看到最后的结局。
So we must be able to see the final conclusion.
所以我们现在今生啊，有时候遇到一些不足意，遇到患难的状况啊。
Because in, this,
我们要学习忍耐。
Because in this lifetime we may face difficulties, but we must learn to be patient.
到了最后的结局啊，你就会满心感谢。
And until the very end, we will then be thankful.
所以他告诉我们说，你看古时候的众先知啊。
So he says that if we look at the ancient prophets.
我们要看看他们受苦啊，最后神给他们怎么样的结局。
We see what kind of reward God gives them at the very end.
我们要看看约伯啊。
That we must take a look at Job.
他一开始的时候真的受到很大的患难。
That God had, that he faced a great tribulation.
所有的财物一夜之间全部没有了。
That overnight all his possessions were gone.
他十个孩子也没有了。
And his 10 children were gone.
后来又全身长毒疮。
And he had boils all over.
他的朋友来，本来要安慰他的。
And his friends came that were originally going to comfort him.
看到那个，他实在受了大苦啊。
But when they saw that he was in great suffering,
不但没有安慰他，反而一直的责备他。
Instead of comforting him, they were rebuking him.
因为他们认为说神是公义的。
Because they see that God is righteous.
你如果没有犯罪，你怎么会有这样的遭遇？
And that if you did not sin, how can you face
this kind of consequence? 如果不是你犯罪，就是你的儿子犯罪。
And if it was not you that sinned, then it would have been your children.
本来的亚伯已经很苦了。
Or actually, Job was already in great pain.
没有办法得到安慰啊，我一直的责备他。
Instead of receiving comfort, they kept on rebuking him.
所以好像在那个伤口上一直的撒盐一样，让他更加痛苦。
It was like putting salt on his wound that made him suffer more.
所以亚伯后来受不了了，说你们这些都是无用的医生啊。
So he couldn't hold it anymore. He said, "You are useless physicians."
根本看不清楚状况啊，随便的乱责备。
And you do not see the truth of the matter, but you wrongly rebuke him.
但是耶伯啊，他慢慢的明白神的旨意，他忍耐下来了。
But Job slowly saw the will of God, and he was able to be patient.
最后神把他的大能力啊，先给他看。
And then God showed him His great power.
耶伯啊，那个时候说啊，我一句话都不敢讲啊。
And then Job said that I cannot say a single word.
我只有在神的面前啊，默默无声。
That he can only keep silence before God.
神啊，你的能力实在太伟大了。
That God's power is truly too great.
你的作为实在太奇妙了。
And His works is too wondrous.
所以我没有办法讲什么。
So he cannot say anymore.
在那个他明白神的旨意跟大能以后。
And after he understood God's power and His will.
这个神让他从那个苦境当中转回。
Then God helped him to restore him.
神又给他加倍的祝福。
And God blessed him abundantly.
所以圣经里面说，忍受试炼的人啊，是有福气的。
So the Bible says, blessed are those who are patient.
最后啊，神的祝福啊，更加倍的临到他身上。
And then God's blessing will fall abundantly on him.
所以最后，这也是教导我们要学习忍耐。
So he is teaching us to be patient.
忍耐也要成功啊，一直忍耐到底。
And we must be patient until the very end.
底下有谈到那个信心的祷告。
And then later it talks about the prayer of faith.
我们两天的早祷会，我们都谈这一段。
In the past 2 days morning prayer, we've been talking about this passage.
真的祷告很重要。
A prayer is very important.
第一章里面就说到那个，我们如果觉得缺少智慧的，我们缺少什么，我们就祷告神。
Because in chapter 1 it says, if anyone's lacking wisdom, let him pray.
因为我们碰到一些艰难的问题，我们不晓得为什么会这样。
Because when we face some difficulties, we don't know why it's
happening. 到底神的旨意是怎么样。
And what is God's will?
啊，没有关系，我们祷告神啊，求神让我们明白。
That is okay because we can just pray and ask God to help us understand.
啊，让我们知道说这个患难当中啊，我们怎么靠主啊来得胜。
So that we know how to be victorious with God.
好、哦、啊，所以在试炼当中啊，就是祷告神，求神给我们智慧。
So in our suffering, we should just pray and ask God to give us wisdom.
啊，说我们当受苦的时候，你就祷告。
So if anyone's suffering, let him pray.
啊。我们在苦难的时候要学习祷告神。
When we are suffering, we should learn to pray to the Lord.
喜乐亨通的时候就歌颂神。
And when we are cheerful, let him sing songs.
患病的时候也请教会的长老来为你祷告。
And when anyone is sick, let him call for the elder of the church to pray for him.
所以这里谈到好几个状况之下都可以借着祷告主耶稣来给我们开路。
So here talks about all the scenarios that we can use prayer to ask God to help us.
说到这个有功效的祷告。
And then he talks about the effective prayer.
第一个就是有信心。
First is that you must have faith.
这个祷告的信心很重要。
To have faith in prayer is very important.
说我们如果没有信心我们就没有办法从神那里得到什么。
That if we do not have faith, then we cannot receive anything from the Lord.
马可福音里面说你祷告的时候，你相信你祈求的能够得到你就能够得到了。
In Mark, it says that if we pray and believe in it, then we will receive it.
虽然你祷告祈求的还没有实现
，but if we pray and it has not been answered.
但是你相信说神会听我的祷告
，but you believe that God will hear your prayer.
神会解决我一切的难题
，and that God will help us with our difficulties.
你凭着信心祷告说最后你就能够得到。
That we pray with faith in the end, we will receive it.
所以我们祷告的时候要求主加添我们的信心。
So when we pray, we must ask the Lord to add on to our faith.
有一个爸爸他的孩子生病。
But there was a father whose child was sick.
去找门徒，门徒没有办法来医治他。
And the father came to the disciples to ask for help.
后来他就把他的儿子带到主耶稣的面前。
And the father brought the child to Jesus.
他对主耶稣说我这个儿子患癫痫病非常苦。
And the father said that my child has epilepsy and is suffering greatly.
如果你能够做什么，求你帮助我们。
And if you could do anything, please help us.
然后主耶稣跟他讲说。
And the Lord Jesus said to him.
主要能信再信的人凡事都能。
That if you have faith, all things are possible.
所以不是主耶稣有没有办法，主耶稣就是全能的神
So it's not whether or not God, Jesus Christ has.
他也是全慈悲怜悯的神
But he is all powerful and he is also merciful.
他非常乐意来听你的祷告来帮助你。
And he's very willing to listen to our prayer and to help us.
但是要紧的，你有没有信心
？But whether or not do we have faith?
主要你相信就能够得到成就。
And if we have faith, then it can be.
这个爸爸就说我相信但是我的信心不足
But the father said, I believe, but help my unbelief.
主求你帮助我加添我的信心。
So add on to my faith.
所以我们要求主加添我们的信心。
So we must ask God to add on to our faith.
我们如果有一个成长充足的信心
If we have a growing faith.
在神凡事都能。
And in God, all things are possible.
血肉的妇人凭着信心来到主面前。
That there was a woman who's bleeding for 12 years.
已经病了十二年，已经一点希望都没有了。
She's been bleeding for 12 years and she had no more hope.
那她听到主耶稣的事情。
But when she heard about the Lord Jesus,
她就相信说，我主要摸到耶稣的衣服，我的病就会好了。
She believed that as long as she can touch the hem of his garment, he can.
所以她有这样的信心，就一直挤，一直挤，挤到主耶稣的身边。
And with this faith, she pushed forward to the Lord Jesus.
结果她手一伸出来，她的灾病就好了。
And when she reached out her hand to touch, then she was healed.
主耶稣就说，谁摸我的衣服
And then Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
门徒说，大家挤来挤去可能大家挤到你怎么会有人去摸你的衣服
？And the disciples said, "People were thronging." You, what do you mean? Someone touched me.
主耶稣说，有能力从我身上出去。
And Jesus said, "This power that that left me."
所以这个妇人知道没有办法隐藏了，所以她就伏在众人面，瘫伏在主耶稣面前。
And the woman knew that she could no longer hide, so she prostrated herself before the Lord Jesus.
她就说, 害了12年的灾病。
And she told him about the 12
years of illness.
And she believed that if she just touched his garments, then she will be healed.
结果她一摸的时候,
and the moment she touched him, she was healed.
所以这个信心很重要,
so faith is very important.
所以我们要常常祷告,
so we must often pray to ask God to add on to our faith.
我们有时候在帮助人家祷告也是一样,
and likewise, when we are praying for other people,
我们不必替他开支票, 说, 啊, 主耶稣一定会医好你,
we don't need to open a blank check saying that the Lord Jesus will heal you.
因为你也不是主耶稣啊, 你怎么可以替他开支票呢?
Because we are not the Lord Jesus, so how can we open this check?
但是要紧的就是我们帮助他, 建立信心,
but we help them to establish
their faith. 把道理讲给他听,
and we teach, tell them the
讲给他一些见证,
the Bible, and give them some testimony.
让他能够认识神,
so they can come to know God.
自己去追求, 自己信心产生出来,
so that they can pursue God and have faith.
所以帮助建立信心啊, 这个更重要,
so it's more important to help them in their faith.
再来就是认罪悔改,
and then he talks about repentance.
他说义人的祷告大有功效,
that the prayer of the righteous is very effective.
我们谈过说我们人都过万, 我们的罪啊, 常常让我们跟神之间留阻隔,
oftentimes we say that our sin is a hindrance between us and God.
所以说我们要彼此认罪互相代求,
so we should confess our trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
我记得刚刚出来, 神学生出来实习的时候,
when I first came out of TTP, I went with a preacher to visit a senior sister.
因为听说她生病很重啊, 躺在床上都没有办法下来,
because at the time she was sick and she couldn't get out of bed.
虽然到医院去看, 医生看也看不出什么病啊,
and although she went to a doctor, but the doctor couldn't find
any problem. 她就是病得很重,
but she was very ill.
后来我们替他帮他祷告,
so we went over and prayed.
祷告完以后, 他的媳妇就说了,
and after a prayer, the daughter-in-law said,
说我妈妈哦, 她拿了50块钱,
she said that my mother took $50,
叫我们隔壁的邻居,
and to tell our neighbor,
说我们信耶稣的人, 我们不可以到庙里去拜拜,
saying that as Christians, we cannot go to a shrine to worship.
但是我给你50块钱,
but I'll give you $50.
你到庙里的时候帮我抽个签,
but I'll give you $50. When you go to the shrine, can you pick up an incense for me?
他不能拜神了，拜偶像, 结果叫邻居帮他抽签,
so although she could not worship herself, but she asked her neighbor to get
those incense 结果回来啊, 就一直生病,
and once she came back, she was gravely ill.
所以当然生病有时候就要找原因啊,
so sometimes when we are sick, we must find the reason.
后来就跟他讲说, 不拜偶像, 但是跟庙宇里面跟拜拜有关系的, 我们都要断绝关系。
So not only should we not worship on those idols, but also have nothing to do with all those temples.
所以你是出于无知的, 犯错得罪神啊,
so out of ignorance, she sinned against God.
所以你现在要向神祷告, 认罪悔改,
so we encourage her to pray to repent.
跟主耶稣对不起,
and ask and apologize to the Lord.
老人家也很单纯啊,
and as a senior, she was
very innocent.
So she received our words and she repented to the Lord.
感谢主啊, 后来一祷告, 病就好了,
and after prayer, she was healed.
承认你的过万, 离弃过患, 归向神,
so we must confess our sins and leave our sins and return to the Lord.
神只有怜悯你,
and God will have mercy.
其实说这个神不是那个降灾祸的意念,
because God's will is not to bring harm,
而是平安的意念,
but it is a thought of peace.
因为当人犯错了, 又神为着爱你, 不要让你一错再错下去,
because when men sin, it is God's will to help them to not stop sinning.
所以管教你, 让你遇到一些困难或病痛,
so he disciplines us with some difficulties or sickness.
目的是要提醒你,
and the purpose is to remind us.
让你知道说, 我错了, 你回头了,
so that we know that we have wronged and we must repent.
神就赦免你,
and God will forgive us.
让你就恢复健康起来了,
then we can regain our health.
所以这个是神的大爱呢,
and that is the great love of God.
所以说啊, 祂不是降灾祸的意念, 而是赐平安的意念,
that his thought is peace and blessing and not
destruction.
So that in the end, we can have more hope.
所以我们要常常学习，祷告的时候，一方面感谢神，一方面也反省检讨我们自己。So
in our prayer, we must often reflect on ourselves.
恳切的祷告啊。
And pray fervently.
就能够发挥很大的功效。
Then it can be very effective.
所以说要学习以利亚的祷告。
So we must learn from the prayer of Elijah.
最后讲到说，我们对一些失迷真道的弟兄姐妹，我们要用爱心去挽回他们。
And then later it says that we must help the people who are wandering from the truth to help them turn back.
这个是我们每一位弟兄姊妹的责任。
And that is the responsibility of all of our brothers and sisters.
因为我们都同龄啊。 爱弟兄姐妹,
because all of our brothers and sisters,
我们都是同行天国道路的伴侣,
we are all accompanying each other in this journey to heaven.
我们都要携手同行天国的道路,
and we must hold each other's hand to walk in this journey.
好像那个施恩座上面有两个基路伯,
just like how on the Ark of the Covenant there are two cherubims.
说他们都是坐在那个施恩座上面嘛,
and they are above the mercy seat.
这个是可以表述我们所有弟兄姐妹呢。
And that represents all the brothers and sisters.
虽然两个基路伯分开啊, 但是实际上是一块金金连起来的。
Although the cherubims are separate, but they are connected by, they were made from one.
我们都是一家人, 我们都是一个身体上的肢体。
We are all one family, and we are all part of
the body. 那个基路伯啊, 两个翅膀就张开啊, 彼此相连。
And these wings of the cherubim are connected.
告诉我们都是互相的扶持，互相的帮助，来走天国的道路。
It tells us that we are connected and we are to help each other to walk in this journey.
所以当我们有软弱的时候，别人劝勉我们，扶持我们。
So that when we are weak, others can encourage us and to help us.
当别人有软弱的时候，我们同样的去帮助他，扶持他。
And when others are in need, we can help them.
因为我们都是同行天路的伴侣。
Because we are all accompanying one another in this journey to heaven. And we hope that one day when God comes again and He calls out our names, we can all be there. Just like how when the Lord Jesus said, I have not lost one, a single person that you have given me.
我们盼望我们所有弟兄姊妹，我们将来在天国点名的时候，我们大家都在那里。
So we hope that we can all be there when the God calls our names.
所以当有些人软弱了，迷失了。But
when some are wandered from the truth and are lost.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们就有责任去劝勉他，帮助他，能够发起热心，能够回头。And
we should have love to help them to return to the truth.
这是我们每一个人应当尽的责任。
And that is the responsibility of all of us. Of us.
有的人久了以后没有来聚会，慢慢信心就冷淡了。
And some people, they don't come to church for a long time and their faith is
cold. 有的人偏向这个事实，一直往世界跑。
And some people pursues the world.
有时候是贪爱世间的财物。
Sometimes it's because they love the things of the world.
有时候就往那个世间的放纵宴乐的道路走。
Or some they choose to live in the pleasures of the world.
因为久了以后你没有跟教会接触，信心就会慢慢冷淡下来。
And after some time when they are deviated from church, then their faith will
grow cold. 渐渐的没有祷告就失掉能力。
And they don't pray and they lose their power.
慢慢的就没有神的话在他们心中。
And then the word of God is no longer in their hearts.
有时候遇到一些试探，就被过患所胜。
And when they are tempted, they are overcome by temptation.
他说这些迷失的人，我们都要去竭力的去挽回。
So we should strive to help these people who are wandering from truth.
这是我们弟兄姊妹的责任。
And that is the responsibility of all of our brothers and sisters.
说一个人如果能够把这个迷失的人，把他挽回过来。
And when we turn someone from being lost.
这是最有价值的工作，胜过那个赚他全世界。
That is the most valuable work that is greater than gaining
this whole world. 所以主耶稣说，一个罪人悔改，不只是我们地上欢喜，天上的天使也跟我们一同欢喜。
So Jesus says that when a sinner repents, all the hosts of heaven rejoice.
一个罪人悔改，说可以遮掩很多的罪。
And when a sinner repents, it covers the multitude of sins.
因为当他悔改以后，他向神祷告求怜悯了，而且他很多的过犯，主耶稣就赦免了。
Because when they repent and they ask for forgiveness, God will forgive all their sins.
因为他回头了以后，他可以走到正确的道路上。
And because they repented, they can walk in the way of truth.
不会在那个错误的道路继续犯罪。
And they will not continue in the way of sin.
所以就避免很多的错误发生。
And they can avoid a lot of problems.
所以说啊，这是很有意义的工作，要挽回那些迷失的弟兄。
So that is a very meaningful work where we turn our brother and sister
from wandering away. 就能够让一个灵魂不死。
Then we can save a soul from death.
好，这是我们这种。 雅各书的道理啊，互相勉励。
So this is the encouragement from the book of James.
我们盼望说这些道理啊，我们慢慢听，然后行在我们的生活当中。
So we hope that we can learn of these teachings and apply them in our life.
能够在所行的事上，能够处处得神的祝福。
So that we can be blessed by God in our pursuit of His word.
我们来祷告，结束我们这一次的讲习会。
Let's kneel down and pray to conclude our Bible seminar.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。